I've been into many studios where the only hardware equipment in the studio is the computer, the sound card, and the monitors. So that you can record, you can get the signal in and you can get the signal out, and that's it.
Adobe has unveiled its audio application, Audition 2.0. Coming up, the short version of my conversation with Adobe's manager of Audition software, Hart Schaefer. I'm Jason Lopez. This is PodTech News, powered by PodTech.net. The acceleration of IP-based media is here. 2006 could be a whirlwind year for movies on the web, video and audio on handsets, and digital media distribution. And then there's all the tools to make digital content. At Macworld last week, Apple CEO Steve Jobs announced new tools in GarageBand for podcasters to more easily post content like sound and pictures on websites. Adobe's newest version of Audition is designed to fold more easily into its suite of video production programs. Since Adobe purchased Cool Edit from Syntrillium a few years ago and then it became Audition, Adobe's Hart Schaefer says the software has proven itself in the professional world.
There has been some of that reputation out there about being sort of semi-pro, especially because in its early days it was just internet distribution and that sort of thing, because it was a small company from Syntrillium when it was Cool Edit. But what we find is that Audition, even before Audition 2.0, is used in one of two ways, either at what I would consider all the way up to the sort of project studio level for some famous musicians who have access to huge studios and things. It's used as an all-in-one application because it does editing and multi-tracking, looping, and all these things. So you can do from recording to CD all in one app. And at the high end, I mean, when you're talking about a Pro Tools studio, I've been into many Pro Tools studios where it's used right next to Pro Tools. So they're recording into Pro Tools as their multi-track session, but they're going out to Audition every day to use features that Pro Tools just doesn't have, like the frequency space editing where you can get in and edit in the frequency domain and things like that. And in fact, one of our motivations for doing so much work on the mixer here was that those studios, I've been in several studios where they said, look, you know, we love Audition, it runs fast. If it just had some more flexibility to its mixing, things like sends, things like input monitoring, we wouldn't have to keep bouncing back and forth, and it would save us a ton of time. And so we do hope that now that we have this mixing functionality, we'll see that more and more. But I think that it is, and I think that 2.0 clearly will accelerate that shedding of the idea that this is semi-pro. And I think that the people who are making their living in Audition day in and day out would be, and I've seen this before, are kind of incredulous about the idea that some people would call it semi-pro, because clearly they're pros.
Well, the interesting thing about Audition, and one of the things that attracted me to it in the beginning, was the fact that you don't really need a lot of outboard equipment to run Audition, and yet the results that you get are, you know, on par with Sonic Solutions and Pro Tools and any of the others that do require a lot of outboard pieces. I wonder if you could describe how much a lot of those pieces of equipment are becoming virtualized and whether or not the virtualization of that outboard equipment is on par with the physical hardware.
Oh, we absolutely think it is. I mean, 32-bit floating point mixing like Audition has here is certainly cleaner than almost any analog mixer, and that's a controversial statement for some people. But you know, a lot of the time when you talk about the analog sound, what you're talking about is, you know, subtle distortions, and that's the sound that people want. But the quality of effects that are being run digitally in the 32-bit domain or in some plugins and things, you know, internal processing at 64-bit is extremely high quality, and a great number of the sort of hit music being produced today is being produced digitally in all sorts of applications, including Audition and applications like Pro Tools.
When you have effects hardware, though, like reverb and delay and that sort of thing, some folks will say that, you know, you just can't beat an Eventide. But what we see in the world of software is that eventually does beat it at some point. I mean, I don't know that we'll ever be able to have a software car, but you know, when it comes to mixing equipment, it seems like as time goes on, you guys figure out ways to emulate that equipment and even surpass the surpass its performance. Do you see a day coming when there will be no more outboard equipment? It will all be virtualized?
It's possible. I think that outboard equipment will probably always have a place in some people's hearts. And you know, I mean, you mentioned the Eventide Reverb. Well, it has a very distinct sound. And so if you're looking for that sound, you may still want that reverb. But certainly more and more is being virtualized. You see that in every studio I walk into. And I think that there's a possibility that, I mean, I've been into many studios where the only hardware equipment in the studio is the computer, the sound card, and the monitors, so that you can record, you can get the signal in and you can get the signal out, and that's it. And I think that you're going to see more and more of that. But I also think that there will always be, you know, a fair number of people who want the hardware experience for some reason. But there'll be few and fewer of those people.
Mm-hmm. What's interesting to me too is that it's less expensive than other applications that can't do as much.
Well, we've always felt that by making it somewhat less expensive, it makes it more accessible for the folks who are working on that.
You sell more of them. You fill more seats on the airline, so to speak.
Absolutely, and there are some indications that's exactly it. We sell a lot of seats of it, and so it's extremely widely used.
Now, here comes the kicker question. You probably knew that this one might be coming, and that is, when do we see Audition on the Mac?
So we have nothing to announce or talk about for that. I know that's the same question. I mean, we always look at it, and we obviously we wouldn't want to do a Mac port that was junk. So it would be a large engineering investment. But we always look at it, and we'll see.
I'll leave it to the rumors that it's going to be coming out sometime. And then when it does, we'll talk again. I love what you have here. It is just an amazing tool.
Well, thank you very much. It's always music to my ears. Yeah. This is always the most fun part of my job, because we've had, you know, all of our engineers working, sweating for more than a year and a half to produce this. And now we're finally at the stage where we get to show off all our hard work. And we hope that everybody comes and checks it out. There will be a 30-day demonstration version available on launch. So as soon as it's available, you can come and try it out, and all the information will be up on the Adobe website.
Hart Schaefer is a senior product manager at Adobe, overseeing the audio application Audition. If you'd like to hear the full-blown interview, which gets into all the gnarly details, check that one out on the podtech.net site. For PodTech News, I'm Jason Lopez.